just like tonight, we ate again at the restaurant that Nora O'Donnell's. Husband owns, and I have to tell you that Big Fatty got a kick out of that we were eating at the restaurant that Nora O'Donnell's husband owns. He wasn't there tonight, though.
No.
He was there last
week. But they have a pantry, and the pantry supports workers who, waiters and cooks who've been laid off.
It's not just Ruin, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
I have to tell you that Big Fatty got a kick out of that.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4849 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 9th of
September,
2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. We're going to have some follow-up questions and a visit to the book club.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Bonjour.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Oh, and cheerio, and top of the morning to you, too. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, play the music. Hello, Sherwood Foresters, Big Fatty. That doesn't make a damn bit of sense. Will it will in a second. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Sherwood Foresters today because, y'all, when you think of Sherwood Forest, you think of Robin Hood and his band of merry men, Big Fatty, M-A-R-Y or M-E-R-R-Y, both. And y'all, you know what they did? They were archers. Big Fatty, now we get it. And y'all, it's a double archer today because we're going to talk about the new co-host of Serious Mornings, and it's the Big Apple Snack event out there in the California. Hey, y'all, it starts at 1 p.m. in the afternoon here in the only time zone that matters. And y'all, since we're talking about Sherwood Forest, I thought, well, you know, let's get some good morning greetings from folks who have probably spent entirely too much time in Sherwood Forest. Yes, Big Fatty, especially like in the bushes, under a cloak of darkness. It's true, y'all. That was Alan in the Uck and Captain D from Tennessee. It was Brendan, and it was the Shy Yeti.
For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo are asking you.
Happy anniversary. Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 9th of
September,
y'all, we have a very, very special anniversary observed. Y'all, you know, we have observed and real and legal anniversariums. Y'all, it's out of control. Out of control, I tell you. But y'all, I've only met one of the two folks in celebrating this anniversarium. Y'all met him at the Pride 48 out there in Las Wages, and y'all then he just kept coming back. Y'all, he got lots of attention because, as you may know, his nickname is Smokin' Hot Joe. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Big Fatty. Speaking of being in the bushes, well, anyway, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Joe Zubia, Big Fatty. I thought it was Zubia, however you pronounce it, and his husband. So, y'all, if you see Joe, wish him a happy cake.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 9th of
September.
Y'all, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person also out at the Pride 48 in Las Wages. I think he came to all the Pride 48s out there in Las Wages. I may be wrong about that. But y'all, he also came to one of Brother's meet and greets. Y'all, I want to say it was at the Cock. Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. No, that's the name of the bar. Oh, okay. Y'all, that's the bar where I went in and I gave the bartenders Big Fatty Online T-shirts. To wear, and you know, nobody knew I had been there earlier, and everybody coming into the bar to come to the meet and greet, and they're like, "Oh my God, you've got a Big Fatty T-shirt! Do you know Big Fatty?" Oh yes, everybody knows Big Fatty. But anyway, he came to that, and he's been on numerous little shows. Yo, he is over there on the hand nap. I'm happy to say. And y'all, just as nice a guy as you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, by the way, I forgot to mention that Joe Zubia or Zubia, y'all, he's been here to the villa. He has overnighted here at the villa, and then he got up and went to the horror hotel. Big Fatty, what does that have to do with Larkin? Oh, I haven't mentioned his name. Oh, sorry, spoiler! I'm talking about none other than the one and only Larkin. Big Fatty, we love Larkin. We do indeed. Y'all, he's out there in the sack of tomatoes. So if you see Larkin on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old sack of tomato. No, piece of cake. We don't want him to. We don't want him to have fruit.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
I'm both happy and sort of sad to announce that I have completed the 596-page, the first 50 years of Apple Snacking. And y'all, I specifically wanted to finish it before the Big Apple Snack event later today. And y'all, it was so good. It was short chapters and short segments within the chapters. There were 50 chapters. They weren't year by year, but there's a lot of symbolism there and all. And y'all, I learned an awful lot about apple snacking. And y'all, I highly recommend it to anyone who just enjoys the apple snacking and a good easy read. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, I know you're all wondering what's next for the book club. Y'all, I think I'm gonna start on the first of my chew books that Moose P sent me for my celebration of exiting the birth canal on the heated rivalry, Big Fatty. We'll go back over here to the follow-up questions, the fox, if you will. Yes, Big Fatty, you gotta get these things in before the next so-so question month starts in February. It's true. Y'all, so-so question number 25 is from Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon asked, when you were a wee lad, were you picked last in gym class? And then Big Fatty reminds Miss Bacon that when you wee yourself, nobody wants you on their team. In point of fact, Big Fatty managed to avoid the physical education class by contributing to classroom activities such as decorating the bulletin board. The SSQD recalls a sadistic game called Nation Ball, which involved throwing a basketball or the equivalent real hard at the opposing team so as to leave a giant purple welt on the victim. The SSQD speculates that calling this game Nation Ball is the root of failures of national diplomacy today. The next follow-up question is, the SSQD wonders whether Miss Bacon was sporty as a young sweet thing, and if so, which sports did she enjoy? If not, what was her best PE avoidance strategy? Well, SSQD, this is an excellent question, and perhaps Miss Bacon will call in an answer to that, but Miss Bacon also had a follow-up question to this question. She wrote she was always picked last. Fake belly aches, and I loved bowling and was quite good for many years. Well, Miss Bacon's way to get out of gym class was Big Fatty. It sounds like she just made everybody think she's gonna vomit. Guitar going today. I do, y'all. I thought CBS This Morning was an appropriate music bed to play today. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it was a very quiet evening here in the villa. Y'all, I was a little pecked, so I had a couple of bowls of cereal, just not really for supper, but just to take the edge off. And I watched The Wheel. Y'all, by the way, Jim Thornton, the host of The Wheel, the announcer on The Wheel. Y'all, he's been fired. So perhaps the old gal will be the new voice. Y'all, can you just imagine the happy tones of the old gal? Here's your host, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, are you going to be the host? No. Yo, I'd love to be the announcer. Big Fatty, not going to happen. Anyway, y'all, it was there was no sports ball on Monday evening, so because they had played in the afternoon. So y'all, that's when I finished up my Apple Snack book. And y'all, it was very satisfying. And like I said, I'm kind of sad that it's over. But anyway, y'all headed to bed a little bit earlier than normal. Y'all, there is just the slightest hint of fall in the air, and y'all then later in the day it'll be you'll be suffocating from the humidity. But anyway, slept like a baby, got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all, I had my coffee, read my e-paper for my breakfast. What did I have for my breakfast? Oh, I had one of those cream horns and buttermilk English muffin. And y'all watched the first episode of Miss Nora O'Donnell. New third full-time co-host, and y'all, they started off, you know, they were all welcoming Nora back, because she used to do it back in the earlier days when Charlie Rose was on there before he got caught diddling with Big Fatty Logger. Yes, Big Fatty, he was either me or he was two. Well, you know, regardless, unacceptable. y'all, they showed a picture from 2018 of Miss Gail King and Nora standing beside each other, and they put the picture up, and Gail went, "Oh," then she said, "I think we look better now than we did then," and Nora says, "Yes, indeed," and y'all, they had a nice little thing on there where during their talk of the table is one of their little segments, like at 8:30. Dr. Stone knows about this. He watches the talk of the table, even though that comes on after he has to be where is he now? The work from home. He makes crackers at home now. And y'all, that they showed Chef Jeff and Nora's two daughters and her son, and wishing her a successful day back at the table, as Gail King says. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Nora's oldest daughter, there is no doubt that she is Nora O'Donnell's oldest daughter. Big Fatty, you didn't play the music. I think Harley's had enough. Y'all, after that, I put on my nipple walking shoes and my senior size outfit, and I was off. To senior size class, y'all. It was a lovely day. We had a good class, and y'all, one of the ladies in the class was mentioned in the newspaper on Sunday, so I read the little article about her, and y'all, here I am at home now, and that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, here in just a few moments, I will be getting in the shower and get myself ready for a trip over to Shady Pines for supper. And then, of course, oh, y'all, I'm signed up to get my COVID shot and my flu shot at the Von's East tomorrow when I go grocery shopping. So that should be an exciting day. And then the Japanese Steakhouse hump day night. Y'all, don't forget the Apple Snack event at 1 p.m. Eastern. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that, Archer. And Archer, what do you think Big Fatty's thinking about?
I have to tell you that Big Fatty got a kick out of that.
know, Holly got a kick out of the mentioning of, you know what, what's her name?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.